Hey, real quick before we get started, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group if you haven't done so yet. We have monthly live trainings going on there. There's an opportunity for you to join in the conversation instead of just listening to what I have to say on this podcast, as well as the people that I bring on. And it's a really cool place to join about 6,000 other clinicians that are honestly trying to change the landscape of our profession through these cash and hybrid practices. One other thing that's really cool is we have a guide in there that's a quick start guide. When you join, you can go and check this out. There's about 7 videos that we've curated that are the most common questions we get and the best case studies that we've found to really help you start, grow, and scale your practice up to 7 figures. So if you haven't done so yet, head to Facebook, request to join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. You have to be a clinician. We're going to check you out. We don't just let anybody in. But if you are, head there, go ahead, get signed up. We'd love to have the conversation with you in that group. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today I'm going to share with you something that I think is just one of the habits that I have developed that is one of the more beneficial things that I do. And it's really simple. Anybody can do it. It basically costs almost nothing. It's very inexpensive. And it really helps you organize your thoughts and sort of clear the crap out of your own mind. And that's journaling. And I'm not talking about a diary, right? I'm not talking about, dear diary, today so-and-so was mean to me. Like, if that helps you, go for it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about journaling. And journaling, for me, and I don't know if this is what everybody does. I've never taken a formal class on journaling or whatever. This is a free flow, write out whatever's on your mind, draw stuff if you want to. And I have notebooks all over the place that are full of things that to other people would make no sense. Random stuff that I'll write out with arrows that are connecting other things. And I do this during the day. I don't have a structured time when I do it. I do it whenever I'm feeling like I'm a bit overwhelmed or if I'm trying to kind of figure something out. And this is something that for me, recently, I found a notebook from 2015, so this is 8 years ago, that I was journaling it, and some of it had like relevant things I needed to do, like to-do list stuff. And that'll kind of be mixed in pages with stuff that are just like writing random things down or drawing things. And I was flipping through it, and it's interesting because one of the side effects to this is it's like a time capsule. So I think that a couple really positive things come from this. Number one, you get a chance to look back at your thoughts, which is crazy if you think about it. Look back at what you thought was important. Look back at what you thought was a, goal, an accomplishment, whatever you want to call it. But you get a chance to look back at what you wrote down, at what you drew, at whatever was important to you at the time. And you get to see where you're at in comparison to that. Were you right? Were you wrong? Is that still something that's very significant? Is that something that doesn't really make any sense? Is it something that aligns very well? And what's interesting about it is this sort of time capsule concept of looking at what did you say and have you done what you say or what you said you were going to do? And one of the things that I saw as I was flipping through this journal was this sort of core concept of education. So I had written down basically just like a stream of consciousness of like, what's important to me? What do I want to do? Because at the time you're thinking 2015, you remember like a year or so into our clinical practice and it was growing and we know we wanted to, grow that and help improve other people's lives. But more than anything, what we wanted to do was to have a positive impact on people. And that didn't necessarily just mean in the clinic. And this concept of education, for me, was this sort of central theme. It was education, education, education. I just kept writing that down. And then I had things that I wrote around it, right? So I had, you know, get a PhD, teach more classes for Mobility WOD, which is who I was teaching for at the time, develop a dry needling course. It was all continuing education related and things that I actually spent time on and actually really delved into to see if this was the right fit. I was very close to starting a dry needling course. I was teaching a ton for Mobility WOD, and I even stood up a tactical department for them. I looked into getting a PhD. It didn't seem like the right fit for me for what I was trying to do. But the core concept of education was what it came back to. And what's funny is when I really look back on this 8 years ago, I knew that education was something that was deep down an important thing for me to be a part of, to educate our peers, to educate our profession, the clinician world that I'm a part of. I didn't know that I'd be doing it in regards to teaching people about business. I didn't know that I would be teaching people the things that I do today. I didn't know it was going to be sales and marketing and people and processes and talking to people about how they can manage the stress of entrepreneurship and the unknown. No idea. No clue. All I knew was education was important to me. And I knew it then. 8 years ago, when we were in the middle of starting our practice, I knew it had to be a part of what we were doing. Maybe we were going to teach what we were doing at the practice from a clinical standpoint or whatever. It turns out we taught the business side of it. And it's funny when you look back at these sort of like breadcrumbs that you follow and the things where you end up. And when you look back at your thoughts in these journals, if you do this, how you're going to be able to say to yourself, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting that was there. I didn't know where it was going to lead me. I just knew that it was really an important thing. Or you might look back and you might say, oh, my goal was, you know, hey, if I can make $100,000 this year, like if I can make $100,000 a year, like that's my financial goal of lifetime. Like that, I've made it if I can do that on my own. And I have things that I've written down that were like, oh my gosh, like we totally did that. And to have gratitude for the things that we have done, it's such a cool thing to look back at these journals and say, man, we did this. We've accomplished it. I feel grateful for that. And it makes me feel like the challenges we face now are less of a problem. It's less significant because we've already come so far, but you lose perspective for that if you don't have something tying you to where you started. So I highly recommend, if you haven't started doing this yet, if you never write anything down, if you don't have notebooks where you're sort of just like stream of conscious writing things out, I really think it's one of the better practices you can do. And it's such a cool exercise to do and look back on. And I've even done this with our kids and looked back at things that we did. Now imagine I had the same notebook. This is 8 years ago. And what about 40 years from now? You know, I'm looking back on this with a grandkid or something like that. Like, how cool is that to be able to share what was in your brain in a way that is saved, in a way that is not digital? It's so much more personal in so many ways to be able to say, like, I wrote that and then that thing fucking happened. Like, dude, think about that. That's amazing. Amazing. And those days when shit sucks, when nothing's going your way, and you get a chance to look back on that and you say, wow, look at how far we've already come. Look at how much we've accomplished. Look at how much we have to be grateful for. Look at how little we knew at the time of where we were going to go, and maybe how little we know now and where the next steps are. But to be able to see that, I think, is a special thing. And it's something that anybody can do. It's, like I said, damn near free. What's a notebook cost? $10, you know, like, and it depends on how much you write in it, I guess, but I usually have one for months. I mean, I'm not like writing out books worth of information every single day. It's just such a great little practice you can add in that doesn't take a lot of time. You can do it anytime during the day, morning, evening, whatever. I'm not structured with that at all. I just use it when I feel like I need it. I use it throughout the day. It gives me something to do if I'm sitting and waiting for an appointment or waiting on somebody that doesn't involve me just sort of like scrolling through social media. And I think it's a really healthy practice for your brain to get some of these things out. And it's such a cool thing to look back and see what you were thinking and see what your like maybe even limiting beliefs were at the time and where you are now or what your goals were and how you're able to achieve them or what things were important to you and see if you're still tracking. And if you're not, It gives you something to go back to and really realize like, oh man, why did I feel that way? Do I still feel like that today? There's so many positives that come from such a simple, simple exercise that I highly recommend everybody does it. So if you don't have a notebook, get one. Start writing down your thoughts in it. Start, you know, sketching some stuff out of ideas that you have or whatever, and keep them. Keep them and look back on them. And it's a really cool way to tie you to where you've been, where you're trying to go, and the core concepts that are really driving you there. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time five-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to need to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full-time. We go through 3 different strategies that you can take to go from part-time to full-time. You can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full-time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a 1-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a 1-day business plan. It's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today.